800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. The new passport rules are in effect. We'll fill you in on those in case you hadn't heard the news about that. Plus, your calls about anything. We'll start with your calls because that's the point of the show. We'll go to Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So you remember that that story about that kid we'll call Jeff, and he had a very large sum of money in his pocket at the ice rink, and him and I opened a bank account against his or without his mother's knowledge?
Yeah, yes. The story was basically that if he gave it to he didn't want to put it into their hands, so you, being over the age of 18, could open a joint account with him. And essentially effectively keep the money out of his parents' hands.
And it was given to him by his grandparents. Is that correct?
Right. It was legitimately acquired, and his parents would have confiscated it because they're control freaks.
Yes. All right.
Well, I gave him, Jeff the Kid, a Visa debit card so that he could securely access the money in his account. Well, the problem is that his mom found that, and she questioned him on it.
Uh-oh.
So I said to him, listen, always tell the truth because you are in the right. You have no reason to lie. You are morally correct on this one. So he told the truth, and now the mom took him to the bank and was demanding information from the tellers.
Wow.
And the tellers were saying, you know, we can't give you this information because technically it's not his account. It's
right.
Mine.
Right.
So there were two branches in town, and she went to the one, but I went to the one that I feel comfortable with because I know everyone there. And I went down. Jeff called me. He told me what was going on, so I went down there, and I briefed the staff at the bank, and I told them what was going on. And they said, no, Alex, you're right. There's nothing that they can do about that. Now, Jeff said that he wants to have the account closed. Well, that's bullcrap because his mom is the one who wants to have the account closed, and he's deathly afraid of her. He is, like, so controlled by her, and so he's just saying it because his mom wants to. So he said, where are you? I said, oh, I'm at the Adamsville Road branch. So he says, we'll be there in a minute. So his mom wants to talk to me.
Oh, boy.
So she comes in, and I told the people at the bank, I'm going to be polite, cordial, because this is a place of business, and, you know, I'm not going to blow up on her. So she came in. I said, hi, nice to meet you. My name is Alex. And then she immediately started rolling off demands. She wanted I demand that you close this account. This is my son. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. What matters is what Jeff wants. You can say whatever you want to say, but in the end, what ultimately matters is what he wants.
Mm.
Now, what I would have done differently, looking back on it, is I would have removed him from the room and took Jeff out of his mother's sight and asked him that question. Because if I ask him the question when he's standing next to his mom, then, you know, he's obviously going to say what he wants or what his mom wants him to say.
Sure.
So, all right, so
he's whipped by his mom.
So I said, all right, I respect that. Well, we agreed that if it ever came to this, we would he would lie to his mom about how much money he had, and he would tell her a figure that was two orders of magnitude less than what was actually in the account, which was good.
What's that mean?
So she made him take that money out, and I took the rest of the money, and I put it in my own account, and we closed the account. But while we were there, the mom was started to blow up on me. Oh, he's a minor. How could you do this? I said, really, you know, I'm doing this out of a courtesy to you because ultimately it's my decision, not yours. And she said, oh, this isn't a courtesy because I'm responsible for him, et cetera, et cetera. And I said,
it doesn't mean you own him in every way, shape, or form.
Pretty close.
I'm doing this out of respect for you. And she said, well, no, I don't accept your courtesy. And I said, all right, well, that's too bad. So I was ready to just go off on her and tell her how bad of a parent she was. Because if the kid can't go to his own parents to learn about finances and how to do banking on his own, then there's something wrong. So you know, I was about to go off on her, but, you know, we got it closed. I went into the manager's office. You know, I relaxed in there for a minute because I didn't want to say something I would regret later, mm-hmm. you know. So I just relaxed. You know, she left. But now there's still a huge sum of money that's still hidden from her. So this may not be the end of it.
But oh, boy.
The Jeff, he was so scared. He was quivering. And I told him, I reassured him the whole time. I said, look, you are in the right. You did nothing wrong. This, you are completely morally right. And the running joke is that his mom is morally bankrupt. But I'm chum. So... Mm-hmm. That's the story of what's going on now. I don't know if they're going to try and do anything to me because the mom was,
what could they do to
mom,
you?
The mom said to Jeff, oh, we're going to have a big discussion when we get home. And
I bet they are.
My name, so I don't know if she's going to try and sue me or do
whatever. How could she sue
them? Try to do whatever they'd like to do. You know, there's no issue there. if there was, you wouldn't have been able to open the bank account in the first place. Unfortunately, they are control freaks, and unfortunately, your friend didn't. You know, over whatever hundreds or thousands of dollars that he managed to lose today, couldn't grow up here in front of his mom. How old is the gentleman?
16.
Yep, 16 years old, couldn't tell mom, this is my money, it was given to me by my grandparents, and you will have none of it.
Well, he probably didn't want to be grounded. I mean, I'm sure she holds something over his head.
Well, she doesn't know how much money's actually there. You know, he lied about the amount of money.
He could buy a car, likely, with that amount of money.
As far as I'm
concerned, you don't need their permission to do anything.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you need somewhere to store the car, but yeah. And you need someone to buy a car with you because you can't buy a car at age 16. But nonetheless...
If you can get somebody to open a bank account with you, I suspect you can get somebody to buy a car with you.
I think you're absolutely in the right here, Alex. I think that you did the right thing. You certainly minimized the damage to this situation. Some might say that you shouldn't have encouraged him to lie to his parents. But I think that with parents like that, you don't want to have a good, healthy relationship. There's no healthy relationship that can be possible with somebody like that. And so it's going to be natural for young people to try to keep as much as they possibly can away from control freak parents like that. Do you think that everything was done in the right here, guys?
I'm impressed.
I mean, it sounds as good as it could have gone.
I'm impressed that he didn't say something to the mom.
And it sounds like she was the one making the scene, not you. Would you say that would be accurate?
I was really trying my best to keep a level head because I just wanted to blow up on her. And she was ordering me around. I said no. He's going to do what he wants to do, and that's that. So, and like I told him, hey Jeff, go ahead and get the blue slip and write out the withdrawal for the fake amount of money in the account. And then he went and did it. And she said, Jeff, you just do whatever he says. Like that.
Well, that's what her problem is. Her problem is that she doesn't have complete control. And she, you know, she saw him following your instructions and whatever they were. Of course, whose other instructions could he follow? It's your account. He would have to follow your instructions. And,
right.
You know, that's what infuriated her. Personally, all I can see that I would have done here is if she started ordering me around before the money was taken out is I'd have made her wait a day.
Right.
Yeah.
It is technically not my money morally, so I feel morally obligated to do whatever Jeff wants me to do with his money.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. However, it is your account, and Jeff has a moral obligation to treat you with respect, and thereby proxy, so does his mother. And if Jeff wouldn't stand up and tell his mother to treat you with respect, then therefore you can make them wait a day.
His lips were quivering.
I understand.
So scared.
Yep. Well, this would give him an opportunity to watch somebody stand up to his mother in a cordial way. Ma'am, I won't be talked to like that. I'm a grown adult. You don't speak to people like that. I'll meet you back here tomorrow and we can do this.
Yeah. Well, hindsight's always 2020.
Hindsight's always 2020. It sounds like you did a very good job.
I think so, too, Alex. Thanks for being out there and helping that guy out in whatever way you can. It sounds like you did a good thing. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. If you are planning a trip to Mexico or Canada, it just got a little more difficult. 1-800-259-9231 is our number. We'll give you the details coming up here in moments. Also, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can use it free thanks to SACL CAI. Great group of folks. And still to come here, we will get to the border story, but first, I want to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, porkfest.com. We'll continue here with your phone calls and go to Nick in Kentucky. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Awesome. I got two quick comments and a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The first I wanted to, I was listening to a podcast a couple of days ago, and we're talking about introverts and extroverts and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I wanted to say that it really depends on the people around you and or your passion, because I went to an international board gaming festival this weekend, and I have never played like Euro style board games before, which in other words is just more like more involved. It takes about 4 hours to play each game, that kind of thing. Anyway, but these guys were, you know, as introvert as you can get, as far as a couple of people who I knew who invited me.
Right.
But in this arena, in this thing where they had a passion for these games, they were just the most outgoing people you have ever seen in your life. And outside of that, though, they had problems with you know, interacting with people. So I guess what my comment is just kind of find a passion like that, I guess, and get involved with some people. Find your passion and find some people who enjoy the same thing. Then you'll start to get around people and interact with people more often and maybe branch out from there.
You'll come out of your shell, so to speak, if you already have something in common, at least that you know of, with the people that you're around.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an interesting point, and I think it's probably true because just the more you're around people, the more likely you'll probably be to have some conversations with them and get to know them and become more able to socialize. I've seen it happen with some of the more quiet activists around here. There's one in particular that's very, very shy and reserved, and I've noticed him having conversations more and more with other people, and I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, I don't want to I hesitate to call being an introvert a weakness. I think that the inability to, you know, go up to people, talk to them, you know, interact with people, to control a situation to that extent is a weakness. But I wouldn't call being an introvert a weakness.
Well, I didn't necessarily mean that. I just meant, like, if that's what they want, if they're yearning to change their lives and trying to get just to be able to, because the people who I know in particular in this arena, in this environment, they do want to have more friends and get out more and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So this is a good start because I think it will help them out a lot. So
excellent. Thanks for sharing that. What else?
The other quick thing was I know you guys aren't fans of the 9/11 truth thing. I hate it. I can't stand it, actually. So my comment is, again, I was listening the day when somebody called in about the 9/11 thing, and my thing is that when I first heard about the whole controversy about 9/11 and the buildings and all that other stuff, I thought in my mind, I thought, well, maybe that would be a good thing to expose the government, because then maybe the people would be outraged and would come closer to liberty. But when I think about it, it doesn't really do anything at all, because just like, you know, they listen to anyone who's in charge and they think my team's going to win. So in other words, if we found out that the government blew up the buildings or they did whatever, it was an inside job,
mm-hmm.
all that's going to happen is Obama, whoever's in charge, is going to say, well, that's horrible, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen to us, because I'm high and mighty, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to keep you safe. And
that was those other guys. That was those other guys. It wasn't us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, just like with the Guantanamo Bay thing, you know, supposedly, you know, Obama said, well, look, we're going to close it down, and we exposed the torture that was going on and all this. But what happened? Nothing. I mean,
really,
nothing happened. So they're just trying to, you know, give themselves a pat on the back for nothing. I mean, it doesn't change the government at all. It makes it worse in some instances. So
yeah, I agree with you.
Obama's trying to take the wiretapping that Bush, did unconstitutionally and turn it into law. I mean, somebody make the argument that Obama's worse than Bush because he's just doing whatever, you know, Bush was doing, but he's trying to codify it in law, which would, you know, bring us further down the path to tyranny.
I think that it's also counterproductive in another way that's even more critical. I mean, besides the fact that revealing the so-called truth, and I don't honestly know what the truth is, and it doesn't matter to me what the truth is about 9/11, but revealing it in whatever way it might actually be, if it all comes out, whatever it is, is not going to do anything, as you said, to change the government. And it's also going to just talking about the issues and talking about the, you know, these mass conspiracies that are being ring-led from the Bilderberg Group or whoever, and there's these shadowy people behind the scenes, nobody knows exactly who they are, et cetera, it doesn't matter if it's Bush or Obama, it's still the people behind the scenes, whoever those people might be. It creates this defeatist mentality in the conspiracy theorist. And I think that's one of the most dangerous things about it. I think it may be one of the most the conspiracy theory movement, for lack of a better term, may be one of the most counterproductive of movements out there. I know that some of us would like to believe that there's a slight chance that the conspiracy theory movement will bring people to the ideas of freedom. I don't see that happening. It seems to be that there's just one conspiracy after another, and it never really leads anywhere conclusive.
Right. I think
also it's kind of like that whole story when they say, you know, a dog chasing a car. If they got to the car, they wouldn't know what to do with it. I think that if it actually happened or, you know, it came out, would the 9/11 truthers would be like, okay, what do we do now?
They find something else. There's always another one. I mean,
can we start investigating now?
There would be one. I mean, it does. Any major news incident, especially that involves some sort of violent action, usually results in some theory being spun and promoted.
I think that there's a kernel of truth down there in the old 9/11 truth movement. I think that, do I think the world's run by international bankers? Well, yeah, the people that control the money do run the world, and that makes perfectly good sense.
Well, that's no conspiracy.
Right. That's not a conspiracy. Could some of those people be in the Bilderberg Group? Could some of them be named Rothschild or a Rockefeller? Okay. That makes sense to me. They've had money for a long time. I'll go for that. Now, then you start blaming the swine flu and 9/11 and all these things. You try to find the new craziest thing to blame on this group. I feel that you take the conspiracy that is true and you obscure it with all this garbage on top of it that doesn't mean anything to anyone.
No one ever talks about what to do. I mean, even if they are true, nobody ever talks about a solution. And I think that's why it's so dangerous, because it's always just one conspiracy after another. And if these people believe all of it, then they believe that these evil people are out to get them, and they're so powerful and so insulated that they can't be touched, and there's nothing that can be done about it except to build your bunker, stock up on a bunch of dried foods,
MREs, baby,
and go
get
underground.
The seeds, the heritage.
I think
seeds.
It's so they end up cowering in their basement and never actually doing anything to advance freedom. I thank you for your call. I share your concerns. 1-800-259-9231. The government is dangerous and it is evil, but there are things that we can do about it. And one of the things that I don't recommend is going around spouting off conspiracy theories and alienating people. I mean, the message of liberty is difficult enough to promote. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water.
Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Can take control of the airwaves, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the Facebook profile. You can head over to facebook.freetalklive.com and sign up to be a fan for our Facebook profile. What that gets you, I'm not really sure, but some people like it.
They sure do. Have you ever thought how great it would be to have a book espousing freedom on the bestseller list? Do you gag when books are chosen by the Oprah's Book Club or made into major motion pictures? FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in our summer reading event. Go to FreedomBookClub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists, then purchase our book of the month. New winners are announced every month. FreedomBookClub.com, making freedom a bestseller. This is a plan essentially to get freedom-oriented books on the bestsellers list, and I think it's a very good idea, and you know, likely you're going to be buying some freedom-oriented books anyway, so go over to freedombookclub.com, see how you can participate, because I don't think you actually, I don't even know if you actually have to buy the books there, or whether they are just organizing people. freedombookclub.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, Jamie is in New York. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I just started listening to you guys maybe, I don't know, a month or two ago. One of my friends turned me on to you.
Welcome.
I would say that formally I've considered myself a liberal, but, you know, you guys have some really interesting ideas to the table. And I noticed that you usually get a lot of conservative callers. So, you know, you sort of operate from their framework, and they give you certain issues, and that's what you respond to. And I've noticed you have less liberal viewers calling in, at least in the time that I've been listening to you. So I have a couple of questions just about just how this works as a political philosophy, libertarianism. I mean, like, I've read Ayn Rand, and I think that the idea that one takes care of oneself, like, as a personal philosophy, it makes a lot of sense to me. But as, like, a political philosophy, it's harder for me to grasp because, like, so many things are already in place that I can't necessarily see being undone, like Social Security and our military extending itself, you know, into other parts of the world.
Before,
like,
you go on, I know you've got more, just to interject
here. Yeah.
Social Security and the military, they're going to undo themselves in the future at some point. I don't even know. I agree with you. I don't even know if it's possible to turn those things around because it would require some major coup at the federal level, which, I mean, it's a difficult nightmare almost to get one person elected at a federal level, let alone a whole, you know, hundreds of them in order to change the direction of the ship of state. I mean, the way the Social Security the situation is going, and the military spending trillions and trillions of dollars, it's just not financially viable forever, Jamie.
Right. And Jamie,
okay.
I'd also have to interject that we know that libertarianism on a national scale, we've looked at this, we've been doing this show and been being libertarians for...
I prefer the term voluntarist. I don't accept that term anymore.
I understand where you're coming from. Freedom-oriented folks for more than a half a decade now on the air, and we've kind of come to these conclusions that, well, there's nothing, why would we have this philosophy? There's nothing that can be done. The Libertarian Party is a joke on the national scale. What is one person going to do in order to stop the military from going anywhere? You know, there's nothing that can be done except we found the Free State Project. We picked up and we moved, and at least, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel if we could see something like, New Hampshire seceding.
And I'd like to also point out that I am so frustrated by what has happened to the national libertarian movement. It has been taken over from the inside by the conservative folks, and they've done a great job of taking over the liberty movement, and it's unfortunate and tragic. We were just talking last night about how the group Bureaucrash, which was a very principled organization run by true voluntarists up until recently, has been now subverted at this point, and it doesn't seem that there's any sign of them turning around, at least at this point. But I want to point out that the liberty movement is made up of people who've come from all over the place. There are obviously people that have come in from the so-called conservative side, and there are, I think, as many people that have come in from the left as well. And there are a lot of people that have come in from being completely apathetic and being, you know, not even participating in any way in politics. They've come into this movement. So I just wanted to welcome you and let you know that you are not alone in this movement. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I don't know. I mean, I think the Free State Project is really interesting. It's not something that I had heard of before. I mean, I guess at that level, as my friend has told me, I think, I'm not sure which one of you believes which, but one is against all government and one is for maybe, like, roads and some, like, police intervention. Is that, does that characterize your,
yeah.
The two of you? Okay.
Well, I think that it's pretty close. Really, Ian is here to advocate for liberty.
I'm for roads, just not for coercively funded roads.
Okay, yeah.
To advocate for liberty in a much more fundamental and immediate sense than I am. The world that Ian believes in of free market principles where, you know, you would have no government at all, no coercive form of authoritarian government after people, sounds really great to me. I suspect it'll come about long after I'm dead. So therefore, I think that if we're going to get on a path to liberty, let's start giving people, pathways to get there and things that they can see that make some sense.
Okay, I mean, historically, though, I mean, do you think that, you know, people who are leaders in business have any more moral authority or can be considered sort of less susceptible to abusing power than people who are paid bureaucrats?
I see where you're coming from on that. There certainly have been plenty of examples of unscrupulous business people in the past, no doubt about it. The difference is that you are not forced to do business with business people. If you, unless of course they're backed up by a government that's forcing you to deal with a business person, like for instance the power company, or you know, well, I guess cable company doesn't have a total monopoly anymore, but there are certain businesses that are in bed with the government, and so therefore they get protection from having any competition in the marketplace. But for the most part, you know, if you decide that so and so down the street running that store that you don't like is a real jerk, you never have to set foot through his doors ever again. In fact, you can go beyond that. You can create an active boycott of that that person's company. You can spread the word about that. You can encourage other people to not set foot in his business and to withdraw their business from him. And you can use your power as the consumer, as a consumer in the marketplace, to affect change in a way that's impossible with the government, because the government doesn't respond to market signals. It doesn't care what you think. It doesn't care if you don't like their services. It doesn't care that you know, it's throwing your friends in jail for smoking marijuana. It doesn't care about the people that run the government do not care about that, because they know that no matter how awful they are, no matter what they do that is destructive, you will continue having to pay for their services, because they know that you're afraid of going to jail if you don't pay. So that's the key difference between dealing with a bad businessman and dealing with the government. The businessman cannot force you to do business with him.
He can certainly exercise power over you in the sense that, it's, say you work for the bad business. Say you work for me, Jamie, and I say, you know, in order to continue working here, you're going to have to touch me in my special spot. At the very least.
But she can leave.
Right. At the very least. But some people need jobs more than other people. There's power there.
It depends on how bad you need the job. Right. You can always go and get another one.
You can't deny that it's power. I'm just saying that she has a choice in that case.
Right.
Whereas if the government says it, that you're going to have to do it, you know, depending on how it's forced. When it comes to sexual stuff, obviously the government generally doesn't get involved. However, from a figurative standpoint.
Maybe a cop in the back of a police car. That's happened before.
Yeah. Like, what kind of remedy are you going to get from him?
I'm sorry, say that again.
If a cop decides
if a cop decides
to do something terrible, you know, as they have in the past, it's very difficult to catch them and bring them to justice. Whereas,
because they help each other, so there would be no motivation. I mean, I lived in South Africa for about a year, and that is the situation with their police, is that it's just really corrupt and unregulated, and you don't know if a police officer is going to arrest you or give you a ticket. So I guess by comparison, you know,
I know you've got more. Hang on, Jamie. We're going to bring you back. We'll continue this discussion in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. I wonder how often police molestation and rapes actually happen up here, and how infrequently they're reported.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
There we go.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com. Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, and if you enjoy this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That is promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things you can do. Most of them are very, very low cost or completely free. Great ways to get the show into more ears around the world so we can get calls from brand new people that are new to Liberty and excited and interested and curious, as we've done, as we've had happen tonight here.
Are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolutions.com's programs, there are no payments to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank accounts, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money so that you can take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123, 718-615-0123, DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
So I believe we still have Jamie on the line with us from New York. Jamie, relatively new to the ideas of freedom, having come across the show a couple months ago upon the recommendation of a friend, coming in from the liberal side of things, as you had suggested, and have some questions for us tonight. One of the things that we had talked to, and Jamie, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, excellent. Welcome back. One of the things that you had brought up was the question of, well, what about those untrustworthy businessmen? I mean, here you guys are advocating the free marketplace. What about them? Can we really trust them to handle products and services, et cetera? And, of course, I pointed out that with business people, you can always choose to not do business with them. But with the government, you don't have that choice. And to exemplify that a little further, can you imagine what would happen if one of those untrustworthy, greedy, evil businessmen got in control of the government? Because then they would have power on their side. Then they would have men with guns who would do their bidding, who would do virtually anything that they told them to do. And they wouldn't even question it. I mean, we've talked to cops on this show that even if they think that what they're doing is wrong, they'll do it anyway because I'm just doing my job, etc. Imagine having evil businessmen in control of that situation. And that's what we have today. Evil people that are in search of power, go for governmental positions. And I know, I don't mean to label them all as evil. Some of them have the best of intentions. In fact, I think probably most government people have the best of intentions. But the problem is, what is it they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions?
Well, that and power corrupts. And yeah. It really does.
Absolutely. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
So hope that helps.
And so, like, even if I got in charge, as a matter of fact, I know if I got in charge, I'd be corrupt. But, I mean, even if the most moral person that I know, if my wife got in charge, she would become corrupt because you just can't help it. Power tends to corrupt, and you don't see it because of the human condition, the way we justify things. We don't realize that we're corrupt. Barack Obama doesn't realize that the fact that he's tapping our phone lines and won't close down Gitmo and is killing people in Pakistan and Afghanistan is corrupt and it makes him evil. He thinks he's doing it better. He thinks he's doing it right because at the very least, the Republicans aren't doing it.
Yeah, you think he thinks
he's
different?
Compromised on all kinds of things that he's promised to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
I'm not, you know, I didn't even vote for him, so I'm not in the dark about that. And I think the fact that he was able to get elected says a lot about, you know, the fact that our country is no longer colorblind. But I do think that, yes, he's part of the political machine now. So I'm sort of, you know, a little less.
He always was part of the political machine. You don't get to be a Republican or Democratic candidate for president without being part of the machine, without being wholly owned by the power structure.
So is Ron Paul technically part of the machine or not part of the
machine? I believe Ron Paul has had his message corrupted over the years. Yes, mm-hmm. I think that he's the most independent, honest.
He's doing his best.
Ever.
He's spinning his message so that it will be accepted by the largest amount of people. However,
the fact is, he's been corrupted.
I don't think that's corrupt. I think that spinning
his message
compromises.
Has been corrupted.
Compromised.
Whatever you want to call it. I agree that Ron Paul is the best of the politicians, but he's still a politician, and that's what politicians do, is they want to be popular.
I agree with you. I have one more question about sort of our country or states or, you know, whatever political entities that you feel should still exist, or whether or not you do, I guess, is unrelated, but militaries, private militaries, you know, if we don't have a national government, do we have competing militaries, and, you know, who gets that technology, and, you know, if there's this great big fall, and our economy falls, and our government falls, like, you know, isn't anarchy worse than, you know, a uptight controlling bureaucracy? I guess that's what I sort of wonder.
Well, some would argue that anarchy is what we have today, and that you can never get away from anarchy, in that there are men with guns telling you what to do right now. They just call themselves the government. As far as the military is concerned, you can look around the world and you can actually find examples of countries like Costa Rica, for instance, that don't have a military. Sure, they have a police force in their country.
They have a military. It's called the United States military.
They do not have a military. And there are other countries like that. So let's say next week all 50 states broke out and there are now 50 countries, the former United States of America, would some of them elect to have their own militaries? Maybe they would. But one of the things that needs to be pointed out, that's, I think, critical to point out about the U.S. military and why it's so large in comparison to the rest of the world, is because they have the ability to print out money. I mean, the U.S. federal government has the ability to just print money from thin air. And I'm not saying that the individual states wouldn't also just create that ability for themselves as well. That is sort of the history of what governments do, is they create fiat currencies and just inflate the currency and use that inflated money, print out money and use it for whatever purposes they might. In the case of the U.S. government, a lot of it goes into the military. So if they had actually had to collect that money that they spend on the military from individuals in this country, and individuals had said, no, we don't want to support this, then they wouldn't have been able to go and do all of the wars, the warring that they've done. If they actually had to collect the amount prior to actually going to war from people on at least a somewhat voluntary basis, it would have made the war efforts that mostly impossible, I think, for that we've seen in this country. So hopefully we would live in a place where there'd be real money based on gold and silver, and that therefore, because the government that I would, if there was going to be a government I would live underneath, it would be one that that would actually have a real money system and wouldn't be able to just print out money willy-nilly and do whatever they wanted with it. That's one of the biggest empowering factors behind the military-industrial complex.
Personally, I understand the concern that people have when you start talking about private armies. But I think the fact of the matter is if you didn't have a government in place or much of a government in place, those would to some extent be kept in check by the fact that all people could obtain arms and training. And personally, I think rather than people opting for private armies to defend them, if people were left free to do so, I think you'd probably see more voluntary associations like the militia system that existed in the United States at one point before we had a large standing army, where basically those who were willing would be the defense forces for whatever community you live in. And people could equip themselves fairly well in the United States if they were just free to do so.
Does that answer your question?
I think it does. I mean, I'm, sort of on hinge on that point as to whether, saying that anyone can have a gun because, obviously, there are certain people who I don't want to have guns, like former criminals, maybe not 13-year-olds.
Oh, no, you had to go there.
I know, it's bad.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay, speaking of...
I hate suspicion of the human race. That, it makes me a little uncomfortable. But
Understood.
Absolutely, and I know where you're coming from. Guns can be, guns, the fact is they're used to kill people now and then. Most of them seem to be used to put holes in paper, but that's fine. I guess they're practicing for shooting at something, and sometimes that something might be human. But I'd like to personally address the issue of criminals possessing guns. If you've been listening off and on, you may have sort of missed this as I talk about it, but I'm a convicted murderer. Who worse to possess a weapon? But I've got to ask you this. If I was safe enough to release from prison, then what kind of condition am I being kept in now? My wife and I live on 11 wooded acres here in rural New Hampshire outside of the town of Keene, and I have no weapon at my house to protect myself. There are no cops in my town. I mean... shouldn't I be able to protect my family, too? Shouldn't my wife be able to possess a weapon? Because she can't, simply because she lives in a house with a convicted felon. She can't possess one. And that's what the implementation of these rules is like.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah. It does seem unfair, because I guess the fact that people need to control, who has these weapons.
But they can't control. That's the other point, is if Mark wants to get a gun, he can go out and get one.
The people that control who has the guns have guns themselves.
Yeah, so it's really just an illusion. Any criminal that wants to go and get a gun and use it for criminal purposes will do it.
I could have one by the end of the night.
Hey, great call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Hey, send a picture in for the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance at shrine.freetalklive.com. Don't hesitate to call us again. I appreciate hearing from you. Hour 2 coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.